This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, 55 degrees, mostly cloudy today. A slight chance of showers this morning. Our high today in the low 70s. Retiring Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton said just before his roast and toast last night, "I feel honored, even though I'm about to be dishonored." And honored and dishonored he was, as elected officials, friends, and family gathered to sling insults and heap on the praise for the leader who's dedicated more than 20 years of activism to our community. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
It's been a really great experience the last 8 years as mayor. I've really enjoyed it, from being in the holiday parade to chasing protesters out of the proposed CVS building to being arrested on World Monday, you name it. It's been kind of a wild ride.
That was the man of the hour, Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton. Carborough Alderwoman Lydia Lavelle, who is running unopposed for mayor of Carborough, opened the roast with a few kind words about her predecessor and then got down to business, saying, quote, "I hope you enjoyed those heartfelt remarks, because it is all downhill from here." The roast was hosted by the Carborough Board of Aldermen and Empowerment, Inc., a nonprofit organization that works to educate the community about affordable housing and also promotes economic development. Serving as mayor of Carborough since 2005, this year marks the end of Chilton's fourth and final term. He was elected to the Chapel Hill Town Council in 1991 as the youngest ever elected official in North Carolina at the age of 21. In 2000, Chilton became the executive director of Empowerment, Inc. and served in the position for 2 years. He continues to work with the organization as the director of special programs.
It means a lot to me. It's really, I didn't ever think it would be, but it's kind of shaping up to be part of my life's work.
Here's Dolores Bailey, the current executive director of Empowerment, Inc.
Having his knowledge, having his ability, the fact that he's a realtor and he's an attorney and he's an ex-director of Empowerment has just made it wonderful.
Roast audience members included former state senator and former mayor of Carborough, Ellie Kinnaird, Orange County Superior Court Judge Carl Fox, Carborough Board of Aldermen members Sammy Slade, Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, Jackie Gist, and Randy Haven O'Donnell, as well as members of the Chapel Hill Town Council, the Orange County Board of Commissioners, and members of the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board of Education. Mayor Bill Bell made the trek from Durham to show his support for Chilton. The roasting honors belong to Orange County blogger Ruby Sinreich, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, Chris Matheson, Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison, and brother Andrew Chilton. Kleinschmidt said he'd known Chilton for more than 2 decades as they attended UNC together. He said, quote, "We were a small cohort of college students who plotted to take over the world, and we did," end quote. Kleinschmidt also lovingly mocked Chilton's go-to styles, including the classic hats and the always recognizable Carolina blue tie. Carborough Board of Aldermen members wore fedoras to pay homage to the outgoing Carborough mayor's favorite fashion accessory. Zach Ward, owner of DSI Comedy Theater, served as the roast master of ceremonies and said this just before the program began.
We'll see if he shows up. That's really the big thing. He hasn't answered any of his emails about the event, so there you go.
Haven O'Donnell and guests paid tribute to Chilton through a song about the widely known fact that Chilton takes his time to answer emails. Sinreich, who knew Chilton from their UNC undergraduate days, said that she helped him during his town council election campaign.
Since I went to college with Mark, it's not that hard to think of things that are embarrassing.
You probably have some good stuff.
Yeah, so I'm relying on that.
During their 24-year friendship, Sinreich said Chilton influenced her attitude towards political activism.
And when he was elected in 1991 and took office at the age of 21, that showed a whole generation of us that we actually could do stuff.
The evening finished with a toast given by Chilton's mother, Mary Nell Chilton, as the attendees raised their glasses in unison. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The person who wants to be the next mayor of Carborough, Lydia Lavelle, a current Carborough alderman, says it's not news to anyone that development is one of the major issues with which Carborough is dealing. She says she will make sure the town continues to focus on the best ways to make construction and people's day-to-day lives work hand in hand. WCHL's Rand Northam spoke with Lily Lavelle about her seeking election as mayor and how she believes she will best serve the people of Carrboro.
Lydia, what do you believe is the number one issue in your town that needs to be addressed?
Rand, most of our major issues revolve around development, and that's not news to anyone. And whether that means downtown development, where we have finally a lot of economic growth happening with the attendant traffic difficulties and parking difficulties, or whether that means growth in our suburbs, if you so to say, in our suburban areas where we're abutting residential neighborhoods, that's always at the forefront of every meeting that we have. In fact, I kind of feel like our planning department works in overdrive.
And in a general sense, how do you intend to address that and other issues?
We have, of course, just recently opened our or had the opening of our first hotel in downtown Carrboro, and we'll have continued construction along Main Street with the expansion of the Main Street project, as well as our PTA construction has been going on, but sooner or later our Shelton Street project will begin. So we're going to have a lot of traffic issues downtown. Part of what the board has been looking at is learning from some of the experiences we've had with the hotel in terms of construction management, for example. We have some challenges in place to figure out how to route people through our town as those other constructions are occurring. And what we hear from citizens and business owners and members of the community about that, and we've been working with staff and the community to try to come up with solutions for better flow. And secondly, kind of attendant to that is an examination of our parking situation downtown, which I don't believe is dire. I think our parking situation is in good shape, especially with our recent opening of the deck that accompanies the hotel, and our recent purchase of a lot, which we were already leasing. So it really didn't add to our inventory. It just means it's now ours for good. But we have a fair amount of parking in downtown Carrboro, but we're also kind of looking at our downtown and figuring out as we grow how we can integrate that, you know, mode of transportation, which is still always going to be around, with the other modes of transportation that are prevalent in Carrboro: biking, walking, bus service.
Once again, that is Lydia Lavelle, Carrboro's lone mayoral candidate, speaking with WCHL's Rand Northam. You can hear more of this interview next hour on WCHL. You can hear the whole conversation by going to our website at chapelboro.com. And between now and Election Day, WCHL will continue previewing each of the candidates one-on-one. Even more news in Carrboro this morning. Your local trattoria, Panzanella, is planning to close at the end of this year after 14 years in business. Trattoria is Italian for an informal restaurant or tavern. When Panzanella first opened, it was one of the few restaurants to offer locally produced food. Since then, several other restaurants have opened offering local food. General manager for Weaver Street Market, Ruffin Slater, says declining sales and rising costs are the main reason for closing Panzanella.
As a result, sales have declined and costs have continued to increase. We have about 25 fewer customers than we did in 2008, so it was just no longer feasible to operate.
Part of the Weaver Street Market Cooperative, Panzanella will not renew its lease at Carmel Mall. The cost of the space at Carmel was originally split between a bakery and office space, but since opening the food house in Hillsboro, Panzanella now pays for the whole empty space. Slater says management will spend the next few months working with the staff to help place them either in another position, Weaver Street Market, or will help them find work elsewhere and provide severance pay. Slater says one of the key resources the company wants to help people maintain is their health coverage.
Severance pay, if people prefer to move on, as well as assistance in maintaining continuous health insurance coverage. And we want to make sure the staff can continue that coverage.
Panzanella is one of the few restaurants to offer health coverage to employees. Slater says the trattoria will remain open until December 22nd and continue to provide great service to customers. WCHL News Time is 7:16. Coming up next, the Accidental Alarm Program in Chapel Hill. All the details on the way. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. What a concept. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Now, with your morning traffic, here is Rand Norton.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound between NC 86 and Manning Drive, seeing some delays. And boy, did we hear about that area yesterday during our community leaders lunch.
Yeah.
That is
sure.
An area that traffic lights are not anyone's friend. NC 54 eastbound and westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing some delays right now. And otherwise, things are moving fairly smoothly. The Durham Freeway moving smoothly. I-40, 15501 elsewhere. NC 86, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Franklin Street, and Estes Drive not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
I don't mean to make light of this situation, but some days you could take along a picnic lunch and open your basket and spread it out all over the car and everything and have a great picnic while you're waiting for the light to change.
You're good. That's true.
I'm not suggesting anybody do that. But
no, probably not.
You know, just trying to make a point that sometimes the lights just last forever.
They do.
Oh, boy.
Maybe in the 15501 corridor review, they'll think about lights and traffic and all that kind of stuff.
And that's not even to take up problems in Weaver Dairy Road and Martin Luther King Boulevard. I'm not going to get into that. That's too time consuming. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you by the Thacker Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road Chef. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. Always a great place to watch sporting events, including the World Series game there tonight from Boston. All right, it is 55 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy, kind of a moderate morning as far as temperatures are concerned. A slight chance of showers before lunchtime. High today in the low 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy with the low in the low 50s. And the tomorrow, first thing, patchy fog. After that clears away, we'll have partly sunny skies with a high in the middle 70s. And tomorrow night, we'll develop a little bigger chance of rain, about a 30% chance of rain tomorrow night. 7:19 at WCHL.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
The Chapel Hill Town Council unanimously approved a new ordinance on Monday night that will fine home and business owners whose security systems repeatedly trigger false alarms. The measure, which is planned to take effect in January of next year, was proposed by members of both the Chapel Hill Fire Department and the Chapel Hill Police Department. Another provision of the ordinance is that an alarm user has to obtain an alarm permit from the town within 10 business days of the initial operation of the system. Fire Chief Dan Jones spoke to the council and said the department's research indicated that 95% of alarms are false, accidental, or otherwise unfounded.
The purpose of the ordinance is to reduce these accidental alarms that tie up public resources and create unnecessary responses, which is a safety issue for us.
Obviously, responding to all these false alarms is very expensive for the town. Accidental alarm activations can occur as a result of malfunctioning equipment, human error, or environmental conditions. The ordinance sets civil penalties for excessive false alarms, four or more within a permit year, and failing to obtain applicable alarm permits. The Chapel Hill Police Department responded to 1,250 alarm activations last year at a cost of $122,400. Police Chief Chris Blue also explained why he believed the program was important for the safety of our community. A routine police alarm response includes at least two officers. A typical fire department alarm response requires up to 10 firefighters, not to mention the trucks and all the equipment. The average time spent on scene for alarm calls is 17 minutes.
In the time it takes to clear an alarm, tying up half of the town's firefighting emergency response resources.
Jones said the program will require the equivalent of a full-time staff person and estimated the person will be in office for the first 12 months. Chief Blue said that both departments will continue researching which alarm systems proved to be the faultiest with the intention of producing a report of the findings for the council and the community. Councilmember Lee Storrow said he was concerned about the cost that the university would accrue due to false alarms, though he is supportive of the program. WCHL News Time, 7:21. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. I'm Rod Stutz. World Series Game 6 takes place tonight in Boston. Red Sox lead the series 3-2 over the Cardinals. And the Red Sox have a chance to wrap it all up tonight. World Series Game 6, if they don't do it tonight, then they'll have another chance to do it in Boston in Game 7. For the senior Tar Heels, the clock is ticking on their college football careers at Carolina. And for one of those seniors in particular, that reality has really hit home. He's playing like it. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
Senior defensive end Kareem Martin has been stepping up his game lately. Head coach Larry Fedora says he attributes the spike in play to Martin seeing the light at the end of the tunnel on his career at Carolina.
You know what? Nothing different. I will tell you this. Kareem, I think the thing that you see with Kareem is that, you know, it's he can see that light, you know, at the end of the tunnel, and he is trying to make the most of every play that he has.
Martin says despite the senior class being relatively small in number, they all have stepped up as vocal leaders on the team, providing guidance to their younger teammates.
Not at all. I mean, it's a few guys. It's only about 9 or so of us seniors, but, you know, I feel like even though it's less of us, you know, we're leading a lot more. You know, guys on defense, you know, we're the vocal leaders. We're, you know, Brent, he's leading this offense. And, you know, it's not many of us, but our impact, you know, it can be seen, you know, in the locker room and on the field.
The rivalry game against NC State means a lot to Martin. He says he is pumped up about the chance to finish out his UNC career with 2 straight victories over the Wolfpack.
And then last year we were finally able to get, you know, get the victory and, you know, to get 2 in a row against the squad, you know, mean a whole lot. No, we're taking one game at a time, but to get this win would definitely be a lot bigger than maybe some of the others.
1 year ago against NC State, lightning struck for the Tar Heels in the form of a punt return by Giovanni Bernard. The moment will be enshrined in Carolina football folklore, and Martin says despite being on the sideline for the play, it was one of the best moments he's had in a Carolina blue uniform.
And when he caught the punt, you know, I was expecting him to get some yards, but I wouldn't expect him to run it all the way back, and I saw the setup and I saw the wall, you know, I just popped up and I was just like, he might run this back, and then I saw the punter had a decent angle on him, and you know, he whiffed at him, and you know, it was just crazy. Everybody ran on the field. It was probably one of the best moments I've had since I've been here.
Martin has been causing more disruption in the backfield in the past couple of contests versus Miami and Boston College. He credits this to becoming more of a risk taker.
You know, just taking risk. You know, I think that's one of the biggest things, you know, taking more opportunities, you know, when I see the play actually going after it. And, you know, I think that's the biggest thing. To make the plays, you have to be willing to take the risk, you know, high risk, high reward. And I think it's been working for me. And, you know, I'm doing everything within the defense, you know, but I'm doing that much more extra.
Martin and the Tar Heels will be hoping some of those risks pay off again Saturday in Raleigh. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL's coverage of Saturday's game starts bright and early at 9 a.m. with Countdown to Kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare. That's followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. I'm Ross Stutz. Hope you will join us on Saturday for complete coverage of the game on WCHL. Carolina versus NC State. You know, Duke's once sagging football program is trying to make a name for itself, not as a punchline, now that it is bowl eligible for the second straight season following its first road win over a top 25 team since way back in 1971. And with no game this week, Duke, 6-2 on the season, 2-2 in ACC play, is waiving the unwritten 24-hour rule. Instead, it's savoring last week's upset at then number 16 Virginia Tech for a little while longer before focusing on the November stretch run. And really, after such a big win, who can blame them? Quarterback Anthony Boone said yesterday that people are realizing that we play football and not just basketball here. Coach David Cutcliffe says the success has got value because it's not been handed to us, it's been earned. In case you're wondering, North Carolina and Duke will meet on November 30th for the regular season finale in Chapel Hill. There's a women's basketball game tonight at Carolina. Number 11 UNC women's basketball team previews its season with an exhibition contest against Carson Newman. It's free to get in. Game tips off at 6 p.m. at Carmichael Arena. Carson Newman just happens to be the alma mater of head coach Sylvia Hatchell. Coach Hatchell played basketball and volleyball there while earning a degree in physical education. However, Coach Hatchell won't be on the sidelines tonight due to her ongoing leukemia treatment. Associate head coach Andrew Calder is filling in. The game can be viewed on GoHeels TV, but again, you can go and it's absolutely free. You can read this story and follow all the latest on UNC women's basketball on our website, chapelboro.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Compared to old Mrs. Marshall Henderson, P.J. Histon might just get a trip to Disney World. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. This NCAA stuff is really getting funny. Maybe Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert can do a spin-off show and call it the Daily NCAA Report. That's how often some NCAA news comes out, followed by universal reaction of, what was that? Miami surpassed Carolina for the longest ongoing investigation when the Hurricanes got a 3-year probation that included 9 scholarship losses in football and 3 in basketball. But reading reports of how convicted felon Nevin Shapiro conducted business within the Miami Athletic Department, there had to have been some sweetheart deal made somewhere. Remember, Miami had a lot of ammo on how the NCAA hound dogs botched things and violated rights. Well, how about Mississippi basketball star Marshall Henderson, who was given yet another reprieve by the NCAA and his school after his list of transgressions dating all the way back to high school? Fail multiple drug tests and partying his way through the summer after last season ended, presumably without attending a class. How Henderson got to Ole Miss in the first place is a big fat joke. In high school, he used counterfeit money to buy marijuana, and after enrolling at Oxford, Mississippi that is, Henderson actually did prison time for violating his probation by testing positive for cocaine, marijuana, and alcohol. Of course, Henderson is best known for taunting opposing fans and players so offensively that most any coach would have suspended him by now, even if he didn't have a rap sheet. But Henderson can really play, so he's staying. He got a suspension of 3 games, the opener and the first 2 SEC contests. And that leads us to the inevitable comparison to UNC's P.J. Histon, who had his own wild child summer but apparently has since towed the line perfectly. Roy Williams says the NCAA will chime in on P.J.'s plight for driving a rental car that belonged to someone else. Histon will get some games for sure, but compared to Miami and Marshall Henderson, it could be anywhere from a half season on the bench to a get-out-of-jail-free card, plus a day riding the teacups with Donald Duck. Go figure. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Hello, this is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's that time of year again, Carolina football season, and nobody gets more excited about Carolina football than I do.
Sammy, football and real estate have absolutely nothing in common, although once I had a client who wore shoulder pads.
Well, I suppose in your mind that counts.
And if you wanted to continue down that road, inspections are like first downs and lenders are like referees.
Yada, yada, and closing is like the end zone. I thought we agreed to never actually compare real estate to sports. Why are you saying these things?
Well, we do generally deal with two parties with totally opposing agendas, like two teams. The buyer wants to pay as little as possible, and the seller wants as much as they can get.
Yes, but our goal would generally be thought of as a tie. Both parties get what they want, and no one looks for that in a football game.
I do get that, Sammy. When it comes to buying and selling a house, we all want to come out ahead.
Kit, that is so sweet.
Franklin Street Realty. Buying or selling? Why would you call anyone else?
Today is your last chance at a great offer at LocalDeal.com from Red Bull Asian Bistro. It's half off. $30 worth of Asian food and drinks available until midnight for $15. Red Bull is a traditional Asian bistro in a contemporary setting featuring a full-service cocktail lounge. Each distinctive dish is handcrafted to order in their immaculate open kitchen, prepared only with the finest and freshest ingredients. It's half off from Red Bull Asian Bistro. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
Good morning. It is the bottom of the hour at WCHL. That's when we always take a look at the weather. It is 55 degrees right now. Cloudy this morning, 20% chance of showers before lunchtime. High today in the low 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy with the low in the low 50s and some fog really late. And then tomorrow morning, we'll have to deal with that fog first thing. And otherwise, partly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. So a little bit warmer, but not a bad forecast at all.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett explaining the shortcomings in the brave new world of government health care. That's the challenge this morning for Kathleen Sebelius. CBS's Nancy Cordes says the Health and Human Services Secretary will testify on Capitol Hill.
According to her prepared testimony, the Secretary of Health and Human Services will cast blame for Obamacare's bumpy rollout on a subset of the many contractors our programs depend on to function, who she says have not met expectations.
President Obama travels to Boston today. We'll speak at Faneuil Hall about health care reform. White House correspondent Major Garrett with another reason why Mr. Obama is headed to Massachusetts.
It was the first state in 2006 to pass a law requiring universal coverage and penalizing businesses and individuals who didn't sign up for that coverage. Well, its website had a tough rollout. People waited to the last minute to sign up for coverage, and some parts of that law were delayed. But over time, satisfaction grew, and most Massachusetts residents liked that law.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
55 degrees, 732 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Retiring Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton said just before his roast and toast last night, "I feel honored, even though I am about to be dishonored." Honored and dishonored he was, as elected officials, friends, and family gathered to sling insults and heap on the praise for the leader who has dedicated more than 20 years of activism to our community. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the roast and toast.
It's been a really great experience the last 8 years as mayor. I've really enjoyed it, from being in the holiday parade to chasing protesters out of the proposed CVS building to being arrested on Moral Monday, you name it. It's been kind of a wild ride.
That was the man of the hour, Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton. Carborough Alderwoman Lydia Lavelle, who is running unopposed for mayor of Carborough, opened the roast with a few kind words about her predecessor and then got down to business, saying, quote, "I hope you enjoyed those heartfelt remarks, because it is all downhill from here." The roast was hosted by the Carborough Board of Aldermen and Empowerment, Inc., a nonprofit organization that works to educate the community about affordable housing and also promotes economic development. Serving as mayor of Carborough since 2005, this year marks the end of Chilton's fourth and final term. He was elected to the Chapel Hill Town Council in 1991 as the youngest ever elected official in North Carolina at the age of 21. In 2000, Chilton became the executive director of Empowerment, Inc. and served in the position for 2 years. He continues to work with the organization as the director of special programs.
It means a lot to me. It's really, I didn't ever think it would be, but it's kind of shaping up to be part of my life's work.
Here's Dolores Bailey, the current executive director of Empowerment, Inc.
Having his knowledge, having his ability, the fact that he's a realtor and he's an attorney and he's an ex-director of Empowerment has just made it wonderful.
Roast audience members included former state senator and former mayor of Carborough, Ellie Kinnaird, Orange County Superior Court Judge Carl Fox, Carborough Board of Aldermen members Sammy Slade, Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, Jackie Gist, and Randy Haven O'Donnell, as well as members of the Chapel Hill Town Council, the Orange County Board of Commissioners, and members of the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board of Education. Mayor Bill Bell made the trek from Durham to show his support for Chilton. The roasting honors belong to Orange County blogger Ruby Sinreich, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, Chris Matheson, Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison, and brother Andrew Chilton. Kleinschmidt said he'd known Chilton for more than 2 decades as they attended UNC together. He said, quote, "We were a small cohort of college students who plotted to take over the world, and we did," end quote. Kleinschmidt also lovingly mocked Chilton's go-to styles, including the classic hats and the always recognizable Carolina blue tie. Carborough Board of Aldermen members wore fedoras to pay homage to the outgoing Carborough mayor's favorite fashion accessory. Zach Ward, owner of DSI Comedy Theater, served as the roast master of ceremonies and said this just before the program began.
We'll see if he shows up. That's really the big thing. He hasn't answered any of his emails about the event, so there you go.
Haven O'Donnell and guests paid tribute to Chilton through a song about the widely known fact that Chilton takes his time to answer emails. Sinreich, who knew Chilton from their UNC undergraduate days, said that she helped him during his town council election campaign.
Since I went to college with Mark, it's not that hard to think of things that are embarrassing.
You probably have some good stuff.
Yeah, so I'm relying on that.
During their 24-year friendship, Sinreich said Chilton influenced her attitude towards political activism.
And when he was elected in 1991 and took office at the age of 21, that showed a whole generation of us that we actually could do stuff.
The evening finished with a toast given by Chilton's mother, Mary Nell Chilton, as the attendees raised their glasses in unison. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carborough Alderman and mayoral candidate Liddy Lavelle says it's not news to anyone that development is one of the major issues with which Carborough is dealing. She says she'll make sure the town continues to focus on the best ways to make construction and people's day-to-day lives work hand-in-hand.
We'll have continued construction along Main Street. And so we're going to have a lot of traffic issues downtown. Part of what the board has been looking at is learning from some of the experiences we've had with the hotel in terms of construction management, for example. So we have some challenges in place to figure out how to route people through our town as those other constructions are occurring.
Lady Lavelle is running without opposition. She says her availability isn't going to change, really, from what it's been in her nearly 6 years on the Board of Aldermen.
I'll be available to meet with them, talk to them. They'll get good responses from me. I'm also kind of getting ready to set up regular kind of meetings with our town manager in an effort to make certain that the concerns of all of our citizens are going to be able to heard, as they have been, but it'll just be a different kind of flow with the administration change, if you will, from Mayor Chilton to myself.
WCHL's Rand Northam spoke with Lavelle about her seeking election as mayor and how she believes she will best serve the people of Carborough. You can tune in the 8 o'clock hour to hear more from that conversation. You can hear the whole interview on our website at chapelboro.com. And between now and Election Day, WCHL continues previewing each of the local candidates one-on-one. Your local Trattoria Panzanella will close at the end of this year after 14 years in service. Trattoria is Italian for an informal restaurant or tavern. Panzanella is part of the Weaver Street Market Cooperative. It will not be renewing its lease in Carmel. The cost is causing this change, and Ruff and Slater will have comments on that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on WCHL. Now, something very important to know today when you're out and about around town, watch out for lane closures on or near campus today in the area around the Carolina Inn. One lane of Pittsburgh Street is going to be closed from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. today near the intersection of South Columbia Street and Manning Drive for waterline work. That's down to the other end, and the left lane of northbound South Columbia Street will also be closed from 9 a.m. until noon for tree trimming. Town officials are warning drivers to be cautious in these areas. And for the fourth straight year, Chapel Hill textile collage artist Elaine O'Neill will be selling limited edition 2014 calendars featuring her original artwork to benefit the North Carolina Cancer Hospital. She was in here yesterday talking about that. They're called the Love This Place 2014 North Carolina Calendars, highlighting 12 of North Carolina's most famous and iconic places. You can purchase them through January at a variety of stores around town, including Flagley Books, Southern Season, and also at Frank, a downtown art gallery. Elaine O'Neill is an award-winning collage artist. Since she started the calendar project, she's raised $23,000 for the North Carolina Cancer Hospital. Kudos to Elaine. 7:39 at WCHL. This is Ron Stutz, and Rand Northam joins us now out of the newsroom.
It's too bad Elaine didn't have a better subject to work off of for that item that we were talking about and taking pictures of yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know them. Her work was great. The material she had to work with, not so much.
If you all didn't see the photos, we've got it on Twitter and Facebook. It actually was. It was a great piece of work that she's done and turned it into postcards that Tony Hall and Associates have used or has used. And really, really neat of Ron behind the mic and doing his
Tony Hall and Associates mailers that go out.
Right.
She does something for them, I think she said, every other month.
Yeah.
She did this one, and I didn't even know about it until it was finished. And it's really cool.
Yeah, it was a, what do you call it, a tapestry? I mean, it was
well, it's like...
Because it was sewn.
She's a textile collage artist.
Yeah.
She uses materials like fabric or whatever.
Yeah.
She doesn't paint, but it's really unique. I don't know anybody else who does that.
Yeah, very neat. And then she took that and turned it into a postcard photo.
So. If you want to see that, you can go to my Facebook page. It's there. And
that's right.
It's on our...
It's on WCHL's Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's really kind of cool. I was flattered. And, always good to see Elaine anyway.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, what's happening at chapelboro.com today?
Well, Elliot Rubin is scaring up a last-minute Halloween costume in our lifestyle section.
Halloween is tomorrow. Can you believe it?
It's hard to believe. Yeah. And it really is. Yeah. Where's this year gone?
Yeah. Well,
it's crazy.
It's certainly behind us, that's for sure.
It's scary. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Everybody out on Franklin Street, I'm sure, tomorrow night. And Rachel Nash will be there. Of course, it's expected to be a bit smaller of a crowd tomorrow than it has been in years past. I know last year people were saying it was kind of died down as well. And this year their, parking regulations are as they always are. There's no, they're not lifting parking regulations and things like that. So we'll see how many people turn out tomorrow night.
They've tried really hard to get a handle on that and keep bad things from happening.
Sure.
99.44% of people who go just have a great time and enjoy themselves.
Right.
It really is fun.
Yeah.
And then there's always, a troublemaker somewhere.
Sure.
And last year, very little problems.
Very true, yeah. Chapel Police prides itself on keeping Franklin Street safe when those big events happen. Halloween, a UNC over Duke upset, anything big that happens, the national championship.
Just another in a myriad of reasons why I have so much respect for the Chapel Hill Police Department.
Definitely.
You got to have a special mindset to be a police officer in this town.
Chris Blue runs a tight ship over there.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
And it's just, you got to be a special kind of person.
Yeah,
definitely. You got to understand the context of, college, campus, community.
You're right.
It's really great to be here, and they have some special things that they need to deal with that other towns don't.
Exactly.
But they do a great job.
Well, we'll fill you in more on Halloween tomorrow, what you can expect, what the Chapel Police Department will be doing to keep you safe, and much more like that. Kristen Ruffin will have that report for you. Mm-hmm. In our columns section, you can go one-on-one with D.G. Martin in a column in which he says, turn the tape recorder back on. He begins by speaking about the optimism and the legacy of Bill Friday.
Yeah.
It's been a year since Bill Friday has passed.
And we still miss him.
Oh, certainly,
always
yeah.
Will.
This town aches for him a little bit, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Probably more than a little bit.
One of the finest people I ever met in my life.
Definitely.
I think everybody who's ever spent any time in the same room with him would say the same thing.
Yeah. So D.G. Martin in his one-on-one column in our column section on chapelboro.com. Also there you can find Tar Heel Take. It's the first take of Tar Heel Take. It's a video of Late Night with Roy and a great job by Rachel Nash, Alex Curley, and Matt Oakes to put that together. And it's a new feature we'll be starting to bring you highlights of some of the games this year, video highlights of some of the games this year. When North Carolina hits the hardcore.
It's really cool because we didn't send them out and say, do this. They just decided to take it on their own.
They took the initiative.
They did a great job.
Yeah, definitely.
I think they did really fine.
Yeah,
so.
it's a great-looking video. You'll want to check that out. Huddle Up with the Heels as we preview the North Carolina State game coming up this week. Virginia is next week. And then also our calendar page has a lot of great things going on in and around the southern part of heaven, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, Orange County, Durham, Chatham counties as well, and lots of great things going on, not just on the weekends, but during the week as well. You can check those out. A lot more that we can't even talk about this morning on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Thank you, Rand. Hey, listen, we've passed the halfway point in the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagrub's Insurance. We've been selecting finalists from our 38 sponsor locations and getting call-in finalists. Are you one of our lucky finalists? Remember, you can be a finalist more than once, and you want to be because the more times you're a finalist, the greater your chances of winning our grand prize to New York City and the
New York City! People trying already.
And the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heels play. Don't answer the phone yet. Increase your odds of being finalist more than once by entering at every one of our 38 locations once a week until November 5th at locations including Best Tile in Durham, Seagrove's Nationwide Insurance, Cameron's, Carolina 1663, Carrboro Family Medicine, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Central Dermatology, and Elmo's Diner. There are lots more, of course, and don't forget to enter at our website, chapelboro.com. And on Chapelboro's Facebook page, more ways to be a finalist. We'll get a call-in finalist right now if you are caller number 9 at 919-929-WCHL. Caller number 9. Call in and you can be a finalist.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven.
Switch to GEICO, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake.
But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For nearly a decade, Great Outdoor Provision Company and the local community have participated in our coat swap to help outfit North Carolinians in need. With your support, we have donated thousands of jackets to keep folks warm throughout the holidays. And starting Thursday, November 7th, we want to do it again for the people of Orange County. During this event, save 20% on qualifying outerwear when you bring in a gently used coat. Great Outdoor Provision Company. Like us on Facebook and learn more at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway. UNCI.org.
Hey, thank you so much for all the phone calls. Could not answer them all. I apologize for that, but there's only one of me here. So thank you for calling in. Our ninth caller was Deborah Beller of Chapel Hill, and she is now qualified to win the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance. Time's running out for you. You better go to our website, get all the details, get the sponsor locations, everything else, and you could be our winner. But congratulations to our latest on-the-air qualifier, Deborah Beller. We'll have another person to call in and qualify next hour on WCHL. It's 7:48.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. The Thursday night football game in Chapel Hill may seem like ancient history, but as a teacher of public health and as one unsettled by the risks of brain trauma inherent in the game of football, my own experience continues to reverberate. Before the game, I hand-lettered a sign asking how much brain damage from football is okay, and then meandered among the fans gathering around the entrances to the stadium for an hour or so before the kickoff. No bullhorn, no flyers, just a sign that asked a thought-provoking question, given that football accounts for 70% of the sports-related concussions in males, which translates into more than 55,000 concussions in high school football alone each year. I enjoyed watching little kids slowly sound out the words on the sign and then turn to a parent to ask what the question meant. More than 20 people approached me to talk. Most of the conversations thanked me for speaking out. Former UNC football players recalling their drive to play while injured. A high school coach in conflict over trying to balance the head injuries from football with the seeming benefits of teamwork and fitness. Several dads wondering about what to encourage in their 6-year-old or 10-year-old sons. And others who have simply been troubled by this harm welcomed a chance to talk. Another group of conversations involve those simply curious to learn more about this topic that has gained attention in the media, the problem of football and brain injuries. Other conversations, satisfyingly few, I should add, brought forth fans hoping for more brain damage on one team or the other on the playing field that night. As a teacher, I was struck by the realization that the perfect lecture or the expertly crafted scholarly paper may not quite get people to think or act in the same way as does the chance to talk with one another. As I wandered through the crowd and so many reached out to me, it was as if simply carrying a sign with a wrenching question gave permission to enter into conversation. I'd like to think that these encounters sparked a fair number of discussions about brain damage and football the next day and the next. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.
What you're saying on the street. Presented by ISIS IT.
What you're saying on the street.
I'm Brian Aloisi. With early voting already started and elections for local positions on the way, we hit the streets to ask you, do you plan on voting?
My name is Tim O'Leary. I live in Carrboro. No, I don't plan on voting. I do vote in the really major elections, but that's pretty much it.
Eddie Womble from Carrboro. Not political.
My name is Kenneth Perry, and I live in Carrboro, North Carolina. Probably not.
I'm Sved Derderian. I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Absolutely, I do. I've become eligible to vote only a few months ago.
Kirsten Freskin in Carrboro. I would vote, except I always vote, except I am just south of Carrboro in Orange County. And so I think I'll vote for county commissioners if we have those, but I don't get to vote in Carrboro or Chapel Hill elections.
Do you plan on using early voting?
Mac,
I live in Chapel Hill.
Sure.
My name is Les Fry, and I live here in Carver. I absolutely vote in all the local elections. I've always used early voting if it was available.
Diana Hirsch, Chapel Hill. No.
I'm Carla, and I live in Chapel Hill. Yes, I have.
My name's Rebecca, and I live in Carborough. I already voted because we have early voting.
My name is Derek Holmgren, and I live in Carborough. Yes, I have. Actually, every time I voted in the last few years.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
WCHL's traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace with the best tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Now here's Rand.
Thank you very much, Ron. A few slowdowns to let you know about. 15501 southbound between I-40 and the Ephesus Church Road area, East Franklin split. Seeing some slowdowns there. Just moderate delays. 15501 southbound between NC 54 and Manning Drive, also seeing delays. NC 54 westbound between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road, seeing delays. Otherwise, things moving fairly smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do it safely, and now we're in the Russian roulette of will it be Wayne or will it be Mary Donna?
We'll find out in just a second. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you this morning by the generosity of my heart. It is 55 degrees, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers this morning. High today in the low 70s, 753 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, say good morning to Pond today. Which is it, Wayne? How you doing?
I'm not sure I like that Russian roulette metaphor.
No, you're right.
Put the gun down, Ron. The gun down.
That's unfortunate.
You're such a peaceable guy. You would never carry a gun, would you?
No, absolutely not.
Well, I'll tell you, the word for the past couple of days has been bronchitis, and it's not a pretty one.
Yeah. I know.
But here we go again. Word of the day. The word of the day, Ron Boy, you're going to love it, is insuperable. Insuperable.
Mm-hmm.
That's a word that we could apply to Ron Stutz and his legendary record as, what do you call yourself, the king of radio these days?
I don't call myself anything. I got plenty of other people taking care of that for me.
Oh, I just love it. Insuperable. Insup, is in Paul. Erable. Insuperable. Mm-hmm. What does it mean, my man?
I don't know, man. Tell us, because I don't have time to think about it.
Okay, you just want to get this over with, don't you? That which cannot be surmounted, overcome, passed over, or solved. So it's the insuperable enigma of Ron Stutz's mystery radio career.
Wow, that's a good word.
You like that?
Yeah, yeah. I'd have saved insurmountable would have been the synonym that I would have used.
Well, you're on the right track, I believe. I don't know what the linguist would say, and frankly, I don't care. But I just
why start now?
Yeah, as long as you like it.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, there's your word of the day, insuperable. Have a good one. Talk to you in the morning.
You too, buddy. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. Bye.
Wayne Pond's word of the day on WCHL brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in, tell me the word of the day, spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll get a $10 gift card to Cruisers to you. Time now for the clean jump. 7:55 and top of the morning to you. 97.9 FM, WCHL. Good morning. It's Russ Stetson. Look who just walked in this morning.
Good morning, Ron.
Lauren Stafford.
Hey there.
How you doing?
Good.
I call Lauren the South African Flash. She's from South Africa. And
I take it as a compliment.
She's quite flashy. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well,
thank you.
I understand you're going to be doing the clean joke today.
I sure am. I am.
Well, you got a good one?
I do. Actually, this one comes all the way from my dad in South Africa.
Really?
Yes,
wow.
It does.
A little international humor.
Yeah.
This morning.
I told him that I needed some clean jokes, and at first he said, I can't help you there. He has a lot of great jokes, but clean, not so much. But he racked his brains and sent me a couple. So,
all right.
Yeah, we'll try this one out.
Fantastic. I can't wait to hear this.
Okay, great. Me too. Two Eskimos decide to go fishing in their kayak.
Mm-hmm. While they're out on the water fishing, it's absolutely freezing cold. So the one can't stand it anymore. And in desperation, he decides to light a fire. Now, of course, it eventually burns a hole in the bottom of the kayak and it sinks into the freezing water. Which just goes to prove that you can have your kayak and heat it too.
Not bad.
A little corny, but, you know.
Tell your dad I appreciate that.
I will. I'll send the message along.
All right. You did tell me one time that I reminded you of your dad, right?
Yes, you do. Same humor, great laugh, great sense of humor, loves music. So
fantastic.
I thought you'd appreciate that.
Well, hey, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Ron.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Diane Lusky of Chapel Hill is a former teacher. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
I taught every grade level from kindergarten through sixth grade. It was 25 years in the city schools, and then elsewhere I taught. My total teaching years was 38. I taught in Japan, I taught in Germany, and a couple of the states.
Diane Lusky spends a lot of her time working with a Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate program.
I'm very fortunate in being matched with a young girl whom I actually knew before the program, and she's delightful. Inquisitive, she's curious, she wants to learn, and I think she's the little girl I never had. Plus, I get to do a lot of fun things like go to the circus and have my nails done. It's quite a rewarding experience.
Diane also works with the Chapel Hill Carborough Public School Foundation.
It really keeps me in touch with the schools since I've been retired. It gives me a way of knowing what's going on in the schools. I do a lot of volunteer work, and I've done some substitute. And I think in terms of my mentor relationship, it helps to know what programs are and what expectations are. And my specific responsibility is to read grant proposals from the teachers and then decide how to fund these.
But it doesn't sound like you're really retired. Is there any time that you actually take off?
It's a busy life, and I think my husband would tell you I need to stop doing all those things and start taking care of him a little more.
Congratulations, Diane Lusky of Chapel Hill. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Red Bull Asian Bistro. It's half off. $30 worth of Asian food and drinks available until midnight for $15. Red Bull is a traditional Asian bistro in a contemporary setting featuring a full-service cocktail lounge. Each distinctive dish is handcrafted to order in their immaculate open kitchen, prepared only with the finest and freshest ingredients. It's half off from Red Bull Asian Bistro. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you by Southern Season. It's your last chance to sign up for the homebrew contest at SouthernSeason.com. The beer extravaganza is November 9th with prizes, music, snacks, and sampling of local brews. Southern Season, University Mall in Chapel Hill. 55 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy today. 20% chance of a shower this morning. Our high today, about 72 degrees.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.biz.